his qualities, but Trump just was not winning. Stories from and about
law program. I'm just a country doctor. At my wedding, my father, Abba, was one of five rabbis that officiated. Boy, are you married, my mother said. That's a good thing, by the way. It's worked out very well. On the Nechama, he said that not only did he consider me his son, he considered me a friend. And that made me cry. It shows his remarkable talent of saying just the right thing to the right person at the right time. He had a gift for that. I hope I have inherited even a strand of that DNA to be able to honor him today. When he called me his friend under the chuppah, it made me cry because I had never thought of our relationship in that way. But I realized it was true as soon as he said it. Growing up, we spent a lot of time doing things together. I'm not sure if it was nature or nurture, but somehow we both loved and played piano, chess, ping pong, tennis, the list goes on. We also watched sports together. The basketball team in New Jersey back in that day was the Nets. Yeah. It's not a joke yet. The Nets at the time had Darryl Dawkins, who wanted to rope the backboards. The Nets were terrible. No one ever came to the games because they never won. We would buy seats in the upper tier nosebleed section. Abba, in typical fashion, would march down in the opposite direction of our tickets, wave to the security guards as he headed towards the court. I followed and hid behind him, cringing, sure that we were going to be arrested. We would sit in some empty seats courtside and really enjoy the games. That's pretty typical for my father. The crazy thing is that when we went, the Nets won. We won three times, and they won three times. These were the only games the Nets won in a month. So Abba wrote the Nets a letter. He started with, I am a fan and a clergyman. And he concluded with, please send me a set of complimentary tickets for the season. The Nets did not bite. They continued to lose. Now they are broke. Another tradition we had was after Minyan on Sundays. We would go to the Y and play racquetball. There was always a lot of talk on the way over how we would schmice the ball and schmice each other and be available after the game to comfort the other over their humiliating defeat. On the way home, my father would take off his yarmulke and we would stop in for fish fillets, french fries, and caution filling maybe hot apple pies. After the sports and the junk food, we had one more stop. We regularly visited a member of Congregation Bethel who would become bedridden. On our visits, Abba would ask me to tell her about our trips to Israel. We had been to Israel many times, as he would lead congregational trips every other year or so when we were growing up. I think I was in middle school when we were walking up the stairs to her house, and I asked, Abba, do you think maybe she doesn't want me to come visit her and to hear me talk about traveling? After all, she can't even get out of bed. My father shrugged his shoulders as we walked in. The first thing he said when we entered her bedroom was, Rafi is worried that you may be jealous or feel bad and you can't travel like me. So he wonders whether you really want to hear his stories about traveling. As many of you know, my father was not one to check in before quoting him. There was no such thing as off the record. The woman quickly reassured me that she loved our visits and particularly looked forward to hearing about my travels. Because she could not get around, I could meet her eyes and legs, and we could share the experiences together. I learned that day about not letting assumptions get in the way of being kind to people. And my Abba had done the double mitzvah in letting a woman herself teach me that lesson. The routine we put together on Sundays exemplifies my Abba. He played with gusto, he ate with gusto, and he performed mitzvahs with gusto. I will miss him as my Abba and as my friend. And the best way to honor him is to do what he said countless times, as Aviva said, and that is enjoy life.
And I pray to God, Mr. President, first, and her nature.
My name is Mr. President. I'm so much into their family. Okay, and why he did that. You know, like this was the man. I've been sitting out there. A lot of people have been coming to me. Thank you for making others' life better. Thank you for making no. Abba made my life better. He did make that. I learned so much. I learned so much from this man. Okay. To be honest with you, I actually learned that from my own father, and I thought my father was a very good man. No, I didn't grow up in a broken home. I grew up with my father and my mother. But the way Abba treated me, it's beyond belief. You know, it's beyond belief. This man, we go out somewhere. The first thing, Abba couldn't eat. Well, okay. Always make sure. Hey, come here. I can see you eat. Have you eaten something? If I haven't eaten, you call somebody to serve me. You know, he always made sure I was comfortable. He knew I was a Jewish. He was comfortable. And whenever somebody said something, he made it a point to explain it to me. And this is why we do this. You know, and sometimes I can see that people were a little bit bothered for it. Everybody loved Abba. But he always spent an extra time with me, you know. And sometimes I can see that people at the party were wanted to talk to him, but he was like very, very educated, very, very. He made me very, very welcome. That was just the Abba. That was the whole family. They made me, there was nowhere in the house that I wasn't welcome. I just walked in the house and I was it's an amazing family. And that's all because of Abba. You know, I feel so privileged. It's such a privilege. And so for everybody coming to tell me that, Eric, thank you. No. Thank Abba. He's made me a very, very good man. I've learned so much from this man. And I go with it, dealing with my friends. Every time I'll say, what is my Abba going to do? That's how I deal with people. You know, even when someone makes me angry, I'll be like, what is Abba going to do? What is he going to do? You know, and he always, this is a man that, he doesn't take sides. Abba does not take sides. Okay, he listens to everybody. He listens to arguing with this man. He go out, come, send this to him. Abba will sit down. Oh, okay. And another person coming, he will never say, this person is strong, this person is loving. He will always listen. You know, and that is a very, 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 I don't know if people have, you know, I just, you know, God bless Abba. I love you very much.
We learn from words and we learn from the way the people we watch and love act in the world. Thank you. A prayer by Hilla Bobley. This is my prayer to you, my God. Let not my spirit wither and shrivel in its thirst for you, and lose the dew with which you sprinkled it when I was young. May my heart be open to every broken soul, to orphan life, to every stumbler wandering unknown and groping in the shadow. Bless my eyes. Purify me to see humanity's beauty rise in the world and the glory of my people in its redeemed land, spreading its fragrance over all the earth. Deepen and broaden my senses to absorb a fresh, green, flowering world, to take from it the secret of blossoming in silence. Grant strength to yield fine fruits, quintessence of my life, steeped in my very being without expectation of reward. And when my time comes, let me slip into the night, demanding nothing, God, of humanity or of you. It's just
difficult for me to talk today. And not only for all the obvious reasons, but because after hearing all these wonderful, wonderful tributes, I can hear in my head the voice of my father saying, "Enough, dear Mother Zipporah!" Children is a man who enjoys life unconditionally. understand. My mother, with loving patience, started to recite the alphabet. And every time we got to the letter that he intended, he would blink. And so laboriously, he would spell out the words letter by letter. And he spelled M-A-R, new word, H-A-Y. We had no idea what he was talking about. He was upset. It was important to him to get this thought across. He was adamant. And I think it was Irving who finally realized that although we were spelling in English, she was speaking in Hebrew. She was reciting Psalm 37, which likewise appears at the end of the Grace After Meals. Now our high eating, God's a content. The lower 18 Sunday Ezra is our remarkable star. I've been young and I've grown old, yet I've never seen a righteous person abandoned, nor the children of the righteous begging for bread. With some urgency, my father asked that Evan come in from the other room to recite these words for him. I grabbed a venture, returned to the proper place, and ever recited, I've been young and I've grown old. Yet I've never seen a righteous person abandoned, nor the children of the righteous begging for bread. May God grant his people strength. May God bless his people with peace. Except, and I recited in Hebrew, in a clear voice, with a perfect Israeli accent. And I thought my father would be delighted. But he wasn't satisfied. So my mother asked a series of questions, and with nods and winks, my father clarified that he did not want these words to be spoken as a wish. And he didn't even want them to be recited as a prayer. And then marshaling all his strength, my father took a deep breath from his forced air machine. And he said, command. Command, mitzvah, is the last word I ever heard my father speak. And then I said something I thought for Evan's benefit. So, Abba, you're saying it's a commandment to go out of the world and make it so, to create the reality that no righteous person is abandoned, and that no good person has to watch their child go hungry. And he nodded. And it was only there that I realized this whole thing had been for my benefit too. And I understood Psalm 29 in a way I had never heard it before. And I said, so Abba, the last line is the future tense. Adonai Hosea Moye 10, it means God will give us the strength that we need to make that commandment a reality. And he nodded again. And when we use all our strength to make that vision of a caring world real, that's when the world will be at peace. That's the Shia site. And with that, my father nodded forcefully, and finally he relaxed in his chair, and he closed his eyes, because the message was delivered to him and to me, and now to all of us. I would like to bless you as my father blessed people in the sanctuary hundreds of times. I hope you can hear the echo of his voice and the depth of his wisdom in these words. You may remember that my father always asked people to rise to receive this blessing. Please rise now. Energy and spirit. And this is
respect.